But as Abraham Lincoln's body lies in state in the East Room of the White House, John Wilkes Booth lies on a bed of dirt and pine needles and reads the worst reviews of his life. A man who was raised on Shakespeare is brought to his knees by his own hubris. In one fell swoop, with one grand gesture, he has changed the course of American history and dramatically jeopardized the fate of the South that he loved so dearly. Booth's tragedy is nearly complete. On the night of April 20th, Thomas Jones leads Booth and Harold to a boat. The current is strong. There are naval patrols searching the Potomac for the fugitives. John Wilkes Booth has less than 6 days to live. On April 18th, Abraham Lincoln's dream of an assassinated president lying in state in the East Room of the White House is fully realized. On April 21st, Lincoln's body leaves Washington by train to travel 2,662 kilometers to Oak Ridge Cemetery in Springfield, Illinois.